Hey everyone, Tyler here. Just a quick note. Back when we recorded this quiz, we had plans to launch a whole bunch of new and additional content this month, but unfortunately, due to a couple of unforeseen circumstances, we were not going to be able to launch all of that this month. So that'll be coming out next month, May 2021. But I mean, we already recorded the quiz and it's only going to be relevant for so long because it is about the Black Knight satellite. So we decided to throw it out as just like a bonus little mini thing anyway. So we hope you enjoy, and without further ado, our Black Knight satellite quiz.
Now, this topic is going to be over the Black Knight satellite.
I have no idea what that is. We appreciate that you're here and you're listening, and make sure to play along because
that's the fun part.
That is the fun part. And let me just say, I've never heard of this topic in my life. I know it's aliens because you've talked about that.
Yes.
So whoever loses this quiz, essentially, if I get six or more right, or whoever's answering the quiz gets six or more right, they win, technically. Not a great grade. I wouldn't brag to my parents.
Hang that on the fridge.
Yes, this would not be on the fridge. No gold stars. I win. And if Charlie stumps me and I get five or less, then he wins. So I'm really feeling confident now that I've never heard of this topic.
Don't worry. There are definitely some freebies in this.
So 10 questions?
10 questions.
Multiple choice?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of you. That's kind.
Yeah, I have a couple short answers, but
okay.
You're fine.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I only have A, B, and C, so there's no D.
Like my grade. Okay, perfect.
All right. So let's go into this. All right, ready? So first question, I think is, honestly, you have to try really hard not to get this one right.
All right, B, aliens.
That's, no? Okay.
Okay.
Number one, what is a satellite? A, something that orbits another heavenly body. B, a light saddle. Or C, something orbiting Earth that is man-made.
And the question was, what is a satellite?
Yes.
D, a very good Rise Against song. E, a decent Dave Matthews Band song. Was C the one where it's like man-made around Earth?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Here's the thing. You could have said A as well and been correct.
Oh, there were two right answers.
There's two right answers.
Okay, so I would have been really dumb if I would have said B with a saddle.
I gave you a layup.
I'm going to take my horse to the... Oh, dude, did you see those blood shoes?
I think they're pretty cool.
Okay, but listen. Whose blood is in those shoes?
I actually know the answer.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the people that made the shoes. The company Mischief.
Oh, that's the sweatshop.
No. The people from the company, they took their blood from the people in the office. Like, they gave blood samples.
And can we, okay, no matter what you think about Lil Nas, no matter what you think about Old Town Road or any other song he's done, can we all agree it's a little fucked up? Little?
Oh, yeah, for sure,
okay,
for sure.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's cool, though. Let's keep going.
Okay, yeah. Question two. So, 1 point, one me. I got one.
Yes. All right. Where are gray aliens from? A, Alpha Centauri. B, Sirius system, or C, the Horsehead Nebula.
Ooh, I've never heard of the Horsehead Nebula. That sounds like the Godfather, so that's out. what was the first two?
A, Alpha Centauri, or B, Sirius.
Ooh. Ooh. B, Sirius.
That is incorrect.
Is it Alpha Centauri?
Alpha Centauri, yes.
Okay. So what, I thought it was Zeta Reticula.
Alpha Centauri.
It's not Zeta Reticula.
There are some, I mean, some come from Zeta Reticula too.
Is that like, you know, like down the road? That's like, you know, like a neighborhood where, you know.
The source.
You don't want to walk around Zeta Reticula at night, is there? You know?
Yeah, I've heard Zeta Reticula for some, but the one I was going off of.
I thought you said they were from Zeta Reticula at a different time.
I probably have in the past, different sources.
I can't hold, and different podcasts too. I won't hold that against
that's
you.
That's true. Number three, who is Gordon Cooper?
Oh, God.
A. The third man on Apollo 11.
Oh, God.
B, a test pilot that never left Earth but worked for NASA. Or C, a test pilot on Mercury 7.
I don't even know what Mercury 7 is.
Okay.
It's like a big old ship that just tells you what the temperature is outside. Like, oh, huge, huge. And they're like, 74. You can wear t-shirts. Okay, I don't think it's A. I think it's B or C. And so what was B and C again?
B is a test pilot that never left Earth but worked for NASA.
Mm.
Or C, a test pilot on Mercury 7.
Man, I still don't know what that is. Between you saying it the first time and now saying it a second time, I still didn't come to me. But I like it, though. I like it more than the horse head thing. So I'm going to go with maybe he never left Earth. I've never left Earth. I could be Cooper. I'm going to say Mercury 7.
That's correct.
Oh, oh! All right. I got two.
All right. Number four.
I need six.
You need six.
Okay.
Number four. Epsilon Bootis is what? A double star system, B, a triple star system, or C, the only known comet that has a green tail.
Whoa, man. Ooh. Oh. I don't think C is correct, but I like it. I wouldn't be able to tell, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it'd be too far away and the only binoculars I own are $20, but because I'm colorblind.
Right. You're like, is that blue? Or?
Yeah. Like, what is that? No, you know what? I mistake green for brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless it's lime green, then it could be yellow, but I'm imagining it's more of like a, you know, green.
It's like a foresty kind of green.
But green is also my favorite color. It's probably one of the star systems. It's like when there's three answers and two are similar, you normally think it's the two. But you know what? I like that answer. So I'm going to say it's the only comet with the green tail.
It is actually a double star system.
Double star. Okay. I would have said, I think, triple star system. So I'm glad.
Think solace in that, I guess.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Is that true? That's not true about the comet.
No.
Then why'd you say it was a forest green?
I don't know. I was just adding.
You lied.
I was adding detail.
On this podcast, yeah, you lied.
I was adding detail to my lie.
Okay. Everyone's offended. First quiz in.
Oh, man. That's how you do it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Number five.
Oh, I got to do really well now.
Who is Duncan Lunan?
Donuts.
A physicist. B, a astrologer. An astrologer.
Sorry. Astrologist?
Astrologer.
He likes the stars.
Or C, a ufologist.
What's his name?
Duncan Lunan. Like, that's going to tell you what his profession is.
Yeah. It'd be really cool if it was... Could you... Remember when we did the Dyatlov Pass and we were like, what does the level 3 certification mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you become a ufologist? Are you a ufologist? Because you do like aliens. Although I've seen a UFO. Am I a ufologist? What
qualifies you?
Yeah.
I think writing content about UFOs and trying to explain it through math and science.
You got to have a name tag.
Yeah.
And like a desk that
And
has...
also like MUFON or one of those
yeah.
things had to like recognize you.
I don't think I would ever be a ufologist because I don't think I would ever give myself credit. Like,
okay. Like,
okay. And if you say yes, I don't think you're arrogant. If somebody came up to you and said, are you a professional podcaster?
I'd say semi.
What would stop you from saying yes?
Well, if it's not my full-time job yet.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
I don't know if a ufologist could actually make it a full-time job, though.
It'd be fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, going around so that's the thing. Hunting ghosts is one thing. It's tough to hunt aliens.
It's got to come from book sales. And that's how you're a full-time.
You got to... There it is.
Yeah.
I've thought about how fun it would be to... I don't know the answer.
What is Duncan? I was going to say, what is Duncan?
I've thought about how it would be fun to hunt UFOs. Like, go full Tom DeLonge. Like, yeah. Well, I think I just like the Southwest, too. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to go to the Southwest.
It's hot.
He's an astronomer. B, astronomer.
No, he's not. He's a ufologist.
So he's not real. It's fake. It's fake.
What does that mean?
I'm holding. These are how many I've gotten right. Okay. I'm not giving you the peace sign. I'm failing over here.
Six. What are grays?
Aliens.
Okay. Are they little gray creatures? Are they tall, surprisingly pale creatures? Or are they a subservient race of aliens?
Is this one that could be more than one correct?
No.
Okay, because I swear that you told me we've talked about them being something being subservient before.
Yes, we have.
I feel like you said the grays, there's the tall, thin whites. And I feel like you said the grays were subservient to the tall, thin whites. Now, I don't know how tall they are. And that's also subjective, because to a 4-year-old, I'm pretty tall. To 98% of the population, not so much. Man, what was there a third one? I feel like there was the tall, thin whites, and something was subservient to them. And I thought it was the grays, but now I'm saying it out loud, and it doesn't sound right. What was the thin one? What was letter B?
The tall, surprisingly thin.
No, they got some weight. They got some meat on them. Okay. They get seconds at the space barbecue. Are they surprisingly pale? You know what? I feel like you say these things and I remember them, but they're out of context. So I'm going to say C, they're a subservient race. And I think that's true to the tall, thin whites. But then I feel like you're going to be like, no, it's actually the little green people that are subservient. But regardless, I'm not going to win this anyways. I'm going to say C, they are a subservient race.
That is correct.
Yeah. See, I pay attention. You don't think I listen. You don't think I listen. Was that even on this podcast?
I think so. Number 7.
Okay. So I need 7, 8, 9, 10. I need to get 3 out of the next 4. I can only mess up one more time.
So you can do this.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to get this one right, though.
Okay.
Number 7. How many different speculated species of grays are there?
A lot. Is a lot one of the answers?
No. God. Ready?
Did you ask Duncan about this? Did he write that in his book?
No.
Okay. It's Wikipedia.
A, 1, B, 2, C, 3.
Well, that's pretty small. What was the question?
How many different speculated species of grays are there?
Can I ask you, are tall, thin whites considered grays, or are they different?
Different.
Okay. How many different types of grays are there? A nice, even 2.
That's your answer?
Yes.
That's correct.
Ooh!
That's correct. Ooh. What a shot in the dark.
It's getting a little hot in here. Getting a little hot in here. All right, I got 4.
All right.
I got 4. Okay.
What shape is the Black Knight satellite? A, a triangle. B, a circle. Or C, a rectangle.
Okay, so it's understood that I don't know. If I don't know the story, there's no way I could know this, so it's completely a guess.
Yes, this is random.
Okay, I don't think it's a rectangle. I don't think it's a rectangle. Now, I've seen pictures of UFOs that are triangular, and obviously, like, when you think of, like, the cigar shape and stuff like that, you know, the oval. Do you say circle or oval?
A circle.
Why? It's probably a rectangle. It's a parallelogram. I'm going to say triangle. I'm going to say it's triangular.
That's a good guess.
Is it a circle?
It is actually a rectangle.
No way.
It is a rectangle.
Yes. Oh, man. It's on that square, the square life.
Number 9. When was the first satellite launched? 1953, 1960, or 1957?
When was the first satellite launched? 1953, 1916 was the last one.
1957.
What? You went 50, 60s, 50s?
Yeah.
You couldn't do 53, 57, and 60?
I said 1960.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You went oldest, newest, middle. Every part of my body hurts from hearing it that way.
It's like how I tell the story.
It is exactly how you tell the stories. No, actually, if it was the way you tell the stories, it would have been 57, 60, 53, I think. Okay, so here's the question. How important are satellites to television? Because TVs have been around.
Yeah.
But movies and stuff like that have been... I mean, The Wizard of Oz came out in the 30s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's radio towers, and they might have to do with... Man, first satellite put into space. How was their TV? How was their TV before satellites? What am I? Did they all?
It was all film.
AT&T universe.
It was all film.
They had spectrum.
Oh, you mean like through? It was through wires.
My mom was born in 57. I'm gonna say 19. It could be 1960, but I'm gonna say 1957 because that's when my mom was born.
Wow, what a shot. That's right.
57?
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow. All right.
Is this number 10?
That was number 9. So this is number 10 right now.
So this is not only the last question. This decides who wins the game. Let me take a little sip here. Me too.
Not only does this question decide the game, it's A or B. There's no C.
It's 50-50. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
What a buzzer beater. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Nikola Tesla is?
Yeah.
Okay. What current, electrical current, did Tesla invent? A, AC, or alternating current, or B, DC, direct current?
I don't even know what those mean.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what that means. He created the cars that drive themselves.
No, that was
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Okay. AC or DC? Not a good band, and I know that's kind of a hot take.
I don't like them.
You don't?
No.
I'm very thankful. There might be people screaming right now.
Probably.
AC or Ride DC? Ride
Lightning! Right?
Back in black.
Yeah.
Nah, nah, nah. I mean, I don't know. AC or DC? Okay. Everyone likes air conditioning. I'm going with AC.
No!
Damn it! Dude, how did I get 6 right? How did I get 6 right?
I should have made it 7.
We were close.
I know.
We were close to doing it. So I won. I don't even know. And now we're going to record the episode, which is exciting. But thank you for listening to the first quiz. Congratulations to me kicking Charlie's ass on this quiz.
Oh, you're so
pretty
close.
It's pretty much a knockout. It really was. It was just Kobe last second. It was fun, though.